Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this life, the air we breathe. We sometimes forget to thank you. We sometimes forget that our life is precious. It is short. It is fleeting. So, Lord, now we come humbly in gratitude for everything that you've given us, for everything that you will give us, for everything that you've saved us from, prepared us for. We thank you for the clothes on our back, the food that we eat, the money you give to us, the water you give, the housing, the jobs, families, friends, loved ones. We thank you. We thank you that you thought about us before we were even thought of. We thank you for the fact that out of the millions across the world, you have the time to care and listen to each and every single soul. We thank you. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve what you've done for us. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us of the many times that we fail over and over and over. Help us to remember to be humble, to come to you. Help us to remember, Lord God, that it isn't by our actions that you love us. Lord, help us to remember that it's by you living in us that we are made strong, even in our weakness. That just as we are indeed special in your eyes. Help us to remember that, Lord. Forgive us when we stray, when we go awry in our thoughts or words or actions, deeds, all the above. Thank you for your mercy and your grace upon our lives. Lord, during this time when there's so much going on in this world that causes us to sigh, there is so much going on that tempts us to forget that you have everything under control. If we just allow you to be in control. Help us to remember that you don't need our help. Help us to remember that you created us all and you've given us free will. Even those who seem to be making the most atrocious decisions as they rule, as they lead, as they direct. Still, Lord God, you are above us all. You are above everything, Lord God. So please help us to come right back to you each and every time we sigh and we mourn because of everything. Because of health, circumstances, familial woes, financial setbacks, work, friends. Lord God, as we struggle in this world with what is happening around the globe with this pandemic, Lord God, as we struggle with all the wars going on, all the wars and rumors of wars, Lord God, help us to remember that you are indeed in control if we just allow you. Lord, help us to remember that even when we're scared, when there are earthquakes, Lord God, tsunamis, volcanoes, You're still in control. You protect us, Lord God. Lord, help us to remember that you indeed have us covered as we face impending rises in cost of living. And life seems uncertain. Lord, help us to find certainty in you. Help us to pause in the midst of the storm. Focus on you and walk to you, as Peter did. Help us to remember, Lord God, that you love us and you don't forget your children. Even in the face of everything, you don't forget us. You first loved us, Lord God, even when we didn't know you. Help us to remember you have everything in hand. Lord, it is indeed hard at this time, though. And we come to you with open arms, hands up, hands raised, Lord God, asking you for help. Please help us all as we struggle in these times where we seem to cause our own demise, where we seem to destroy the very place that you've given us as a gift. Lord God, we destroy the oxygen that we breathe. Lord God, we destroy each other and bring down each other with all the measures and things. Lord God, it is hard. So please hear our cries. Hear the cries of those who are in our situations. Situations that are a little better than ours. And those who are less fortunate. Lord, we can go on and on and on about those who are on our streets, who are hungry, who are even on the streets and hungry and still have a job, but can't afford to be anywhere. We could go on and on and on, Lord God, but you know our hearts. You know the situations. I ask you, Lord God, please keep us all in your hands. Because you have promised to be with us to the end. Lord Jesus, thank you for listening to our prayers. No matter how long or short, God, I know you listen. We know you listen. And for that, we are truly thankful and indebted to you. We can never, ever repay. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for the Spirit which dwells among us. And thank you for you. In your loving kindness, Lord God, thank you. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Father, Redeemer. Amen.